Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Raining in the bioswamp. A light fog lies over the water. Albert and their allegrettes are resting quietly, snug beneath a layer of dense white. And speaking of dense white...
Hey!
I didn't even finish the sentence.
You were looking right at me!
Stop being paranoid. The crew are exhausted, but there's no time to rest. Mrs. Sheffield, Joe, Drs. Theo and von Habesetzer, Captains Madeline and Jesse, Julie, Greg, and Colin have all gathered in the kitchen.
They face an array of condiments, some that expired in the mid-20th century, but still managed to find their way aboard.
And a few manufactured by Leet and Dr. von Habesetzer from ingredients from the bioswamp and the gray houses.
Can this blood clot of a crew unlock the language of the sandwich machines?
Or are they doomed to wander the Oz-9 as randomly as it seems the Oz-9 is wandering the universe?
Ooh, nice.
Thanks. I liked blood clot of a crew.
Oh, thank you. You know, I was inspired by this textbook that...
Don't care. Hush.
Meh.
Jesse, no eating our samples.
Jesse, put it down. Come on.
Stop the ear knickers inside out. We've got plenty more from the Odyssey.
Well, we've no way of knowing if the condiments from another ship work the same way. I mean, it might be a different dialect.
Dialect? You're talking about cheese sauce.
And if the cheese sauce turns out to be our Rosetta Stone, imagine how foolish you'll feel if you've eaten it.
Let go of the cheese sauce, my little haggis hag. I have something you will like much better. How about this bottle of 10-year-old Glenmorangie? It's like you. Goes with nothing.
Let go of the spoon. Let go of the spoon.
Just, here, pinch her cheeks until she drops it.
She's not a dog, Captain Madeline.
Drop it.
Jesus!
Get it!
Have a decent meal and finally get some cheese sauce and no one let have it.
Lady Neville Bickford, I was hoping you might join us.
I suspected you might need me.
Okay, I think that's enough to start with. Sweet and dill relish, ketchup.
Catsup.
Shh.
Mustard, both yellow and Dijon. Cheese sauce. Mayo.
Worcestershire sauce. Branston pickle. Mint sauce. Marmite. HP.
Whiskey sauce.
Marmalade.
Oh, marmalade. I do miss marmalade.
Orange juice.
Not a condiment.
Hand drippings.
No.
Ooh, Oreos.
Hush now. The adults are talking.
Oi! But, hey, if these don't count.
So, what now?
Okay. Think of all the sandwiches you have requested from the machines and list the ingredients and your final, touchdown. I'm here. Landing place. What is this word I am missing?
Destination.
All the sandwiches? Good thing I kept the wrappers.
Good idea, Joe. We can create a spreadsheet and start to make sense of what condiments point us where and how they interact.
Spreadsheet! On it!
Oh, Dr. Theodore, this is a wunderbar idea.
Good.
Brigadier, don't be shy.
Perhaps you could demonstrate your enthusiasm less physically.
Relax. Oh. Oh, you smell like a flower garden in a library. Have you been working out?
That's too much.
I can't help it. Zions makes me affectionate.
What about the villains?
Good question. I mean, from what the bartender said, it seems only the condiments form the language, right?
Okay. One thing at a time.
Has anyone had a really simple sandwich?
Are you dipping those Oreos in lard?
Ugh. You ate mold.
I had a mushy peas and strawberry jam sandwich recently.
Okay. And where did you end up?
On the toilet, frankly.
And that's helpful how?
Now you know to avoid it.
Okay.
After the toilet, I ended up in a pod bay on the 113th floor.
Fascinating.
Nothing was happening there. Just a lot of breathing, which was surprising.
Why surprising?
Because the people in the pods are still alive.
All right. Yeah, fair. Anything else?
No. Breathing, gurgling. Some crates of blight piston bottles.
Blight piston bottles?
Something like that. The stamp was blurry. This ship is soggy with zombies. I didn't hang about. I did find this, though.
A screwdriver.
Oh, is that what that is? It felt vaguely greasy and manually labory, so I assumed it belonged to Joe or Emily or what's his name. Here, take it.
Not mine.
Take it anyway. It's dangerous.
Not normally. Hey, has anyone else found things lying around on your little excursions?
Does a sword count?
What? Whoa.
Watch out.
I can't distract her. She's got her own shiny metal object.
Oh, you found a sword. How interesting.
Captain Madeline has a sword. How alarming.
Yeah, you're right.
Oi!
Careful.
Yeah, it was in the room with the roller coaster and stuff. I took it out of a glowing corpse in the haunted castle.
When did you go into the haunted castle?
Between the cotton candy and the teacup ride.
You ate something in one of these higgledy-piggledy rooms. I am not sure this is the best idea, mein Kapitanin.
Whoa there, sausage boy. Mine what?
So, Kapitanin tripped you up, did it?
Good God. It's not another olive situation, is it? No offense, but Captain Madeline, with laser eyes?
Jesus.
Oh, sweet. First, I'm going to sign my name on the side of the Oz 9.
Of course you will.
Look, let's all keep a close eye on our feckless leader for a few days, shall we? More sandwiches?
Oh God, no, I couldn't eat it.
We must crack the code of the sandwiches. What are your secrets, sandwiches? Ground turkey.
That sounds suspiciously normal.
Wait for it. Ground turkey beak.
Of course.
With Welch's grape chutney and cheese sauce. And it says here, scrapings. Head cheese.
I tasted way too many of those.
All right, get over it, Velveeta boy. Where'd you end up?
I'm not really sure. It felt like a 20th century small town in Iowa, Ohio, something Midwesty. It was heaven.
Well, that's concerning.
Why is that?
Ask Ray Bradbury.
I watched Pluto add Jolly Rancher's soft juice to his mutton and honey sandwich, and the sandwich machine shifted in midstream.
Astounding. He took a disgusting misdemeanor of a sandwich and made it a felony.
Point is, it appears you can have some control of the destination by amending the condiments.
Mm-hmm. You mean like scrape off the butter and you end up in the compost room instead of the old vaudeville theater?
We have a vaudeville theater? Ooh, that's cool.
We have butter?
Complete with animatronic actors.
Ooh.
It's like being in a Chuck E. Cheese, only with less talent and twice the salmonella.
One moment, please. Before you all go galloping off to watch giant rodents play stringed instruments, what was on the sandwich that got you there?
Ham with caramel corn gravy.
How do you make caramel corn gravy?
That's, horrifying.
You have no idea. I think I actually passed out briefly.
Not surprised.
Did you find anything in the Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, sort of. I did a karaoke number and was awarded a golden spatula.
Show me.
What an odd device.
What's it for?
It's a spatula.
Mm-hmm. And?
I was a bum. Now I'm a zebra. Even I know what a spatula is for.
Hang on, though. Isn't this a spatula as well?
That's the scrapey kind. This here's the flippy kind.
Wiggy once went to a fancy dress party as a member of the middle class. I think he had one of those things. He mainly used it for flipping poorly secured toupees. Lady Foppinglands was furious.
Just think, Earth is now free of these people.
Yes, yet another reason for wishing I'd stayed. Is that your hand?
It appears to be. Wow, I'm happily married. How did that even happen?
Yeah, apparently I exude hormones like an uncapped fire hydrant.
Oh.
About the spatula.
Is it just another random element on a ship packed to the gills with randomness?
Who knows, but let's note it on the spreadsheet.
Maybe it's like a giant game of Cluedo. Like Janet Rajoh in the haunted castle with the flippy spatula.
But doing what? Not committing murder, surely. Or, Jesse?
Oh no, you're pretty shifty.
Was the screwdriver glowing too?
It was, now that I think about it.
You didn't think we might ought to know that?
I have laser eyes, Greg. I never know if the glow is the object, or my eyes about to obliterate whatever it is in a stream of photons.
Hang on. Does that happen?
Mrs. S, anything to report?
And let's see now, my Nutella spaghetti sauce and herring on a croissant landed me in a barbershop. A hospital might have been more useful, but still, I did get a trim.
You know, I thought you were looking particularly dapper today. Yes.
Thank you. Mohicans are back, baby. Yeah, they do a nice blowout, which I followed up with one of my own damn sandwiches.
Anything glimmering in the hair chair?
Well, these sunglasses do rather de-glow most things, unfortunately. But the animatronic barber was quite insistent I take a pair of scissors with me and a lolly. Oh, is that, I do hope the lolly wasn't important. Or glowing.
People! You've got to stop eating things.
Look, as I'd just eaten a fish and Nutella sarnie, a wad of crunchy artificial strawberry on a stick didn't seem particularly threatening, right?
Anyone else? Captains?
Me. I had a few.
You don't eat the sandwiches.
Well, sure I do. Partly out of curiosity and partly because I keep hoping my scientists will come back online.
And have they?
I hear whispers from time to time, but even that's probably just wishful thinking.
Oh, yes, my condolences, Greg. Yes, I know what it's like to lose the company of intelligent, reasoned, scientific minds with whom conversation can roam both broadly and deeply. Julie!
Sorry! I can't control it!
Or can you?
Thank you, I think.
Gregory, perhaps you could enlighten us as to what was on your sandwich?
Let's see, it was, two slices of dark rye, a pretty thick slathering of caramelized coffee grounds, extra mayo, a pimento loaf, at least I hope those speckles were pimentos, and a thin layer of whipped topping.
Well now, as we have the assemblages here for a sandwich, I suggest we make a few of our own and see where they take us.
We should start simple. Establish a baseline. Bread and butter.
Yes. And add one condiment at a time. Ooh, my God, the possible variations and iterations are endless. Julie, I really must insist you're getting olive oil all over my shirt.
Stand on the other side of the counter, then.
Yeah, it's really not helping us concentrate, Julie. Put the chest down.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I'll start.
Are you able to make a sandwich?
Well, it's been gone for ages. How exactly did you think I survived?
He left you a stack in the freezer with your name on them.
And I've studied them carefully. I just...
Come on.
I don't... There's so much work here. Mm-hmm. Must you all watch so closely? This is so hard.
I've never seen someone struggle with butter quite so much.
It's cold and tearing holes in the bread. How exactly do you stop that happening?
Use a vegetable peeler.
What? One must peel vegetables?
Don't ask, Horace. It's barbaric. Like flaying them alive.
If you use a vegetable peeler, you get super thin slices of butter that melt faster and spread more easily. Here.
What an odd device.
Have you ever been in a kitchen?
Just make the sandwich. Greg could do it faster.
I'm both offended and flattered.
Sorry. You're welcome.
Aha!
Whoa!
Triumph!
Two slices of bread with butter on all four surfaces. You have led a sheltered life.
Envy is unattractive, Dr. Thi- who am I kidding? You even make that work.
Oh my... We have butter?
What
was that?
What the hell? That damn thing nearly took my hand off. And it took my sandwich.
Yeah, welcome to the receiving end of your stupid laser eyes.
Huh. I suspected as much.
Uh-huh, of course you did.
Apparently, the machines want to dictate where we go and when. I suspect we know now why the Albatross was so concerned with illicit condiments. Yes?
Oh, wait. We've been making and eating sandwiches for ages. Why didn't all this getting yanked around the nine happen before?
I want to test a theory.
I'm hungry.
Okay, Captain Madeline, how about you grab the bread and fix up whatever you're hankering for?
Joe, while I appreciate your efforts to put someone else at the helm of the Oz-9, getting a sandwich machine to debilitate her is highly...
Doc, sound reasoning though that may be, that's not my aim. I think the reason Colin got fired on was because he wasn't hungry.
Ugh, you're not serious. You're putting horseradish on that?
Quote, whatever you're honking for, end quote. Those were my instructions, Greg.
Not exactly.
Okay, I got horseradish, chutney, grape jam, and wasabi. I also threw up in my mouth a little.
Ew, do you mind? I'm trying to eat.
Yes, I imagine trying is the operative word, though. Oh, I must admit, that's looking quite tempting.
Is it? Because I kind of lost my yen here.
All right, hand it over. Let's see what happens.
Go for it. Here's all yours. Mm. Go for it. Okay. Mm.
Nothing.
No. A little disgusting, perhaps.
Yeah, well, dobro hooch, as the Japanese say.
Japanese.
It's almost like having Leet back, only with less shoe polishing and breakfast making.
Oh, where'd she go?
Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna assume that's hypothetical.
You're hypothesaurus.
Stepping on board the Oz-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're gonna take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
So?
Go ahead. It's probably your turn.
Meanwhile...
Oh, goodness. Oh.
Hello, Mrs. Sheffield.
Oh, hello, Pippi. All right.
Very well. Whoops. Apart from the balance issue, as you were expelled from a sandwich machine, I assume you didn't come here voluntarily.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah, we're testing condiments in the kitchen. Yeah, I've never been in your bunk before. It's very,
You are, in fact, my first guest, if you don't count the bat colony.
Yeah, there are a lot of them, aren't there?
Hence the industrial aromatherapy machine and the deluxe Roomba. Guano is not for the faint of heart, or the sensitive of nose.
Yeah. I wasn't aware there was a cave on the ship. Wherever does it lead to?
Honestly, I'm not sure. It's a bit of a tight fit for my wingspan, and I don't walk well, so I haven't explored it much.
Do I see something glowing down there? Is it?
Interesting. I don't see anything.
Yes, I do rather think I've been summoned here to collect it, whatever it is. Care to join me? I do spy a rather convenient wheelbarrow. I'd be delighted to give you a lift.
Yes, all right.
Your chariot awaits. In the jump. Oh, good Lord. Yep, that's it. Okay. Gosh, heavier than you look. All right. Yes. Is it just me, or do I note a frisson of electricity betwixt you and good Dr. Theo?
You aren't much for small talk, huh?
Bump. Apologies. Was that too personal?
It's all right. I admit to being drawn to Dr. Theo, but then... Isn't everyone?
Well, yes.
Can I trust it's my feelings and not just his pheromones?
Aren't we all the victim of pheromones, ultimately? Or one might say the grateful recipient.
Perhaps.
Yes, I must say, however, you do appear to be the only person Dr. Theo responds in kind to. I mean, I rather hoped he and Leet might find their way to one another, but sadly that sapling didn't have time to grow before being uprooted.
I wouldn't have pegged you for a romantic, Mrs. Sheffield.
Oh, I'm not one for pegging. No. No, I keep my feelings close to my chest, my dear. And my nunchucks and several false moustaches. Also a Guinness. Yes, it settles faster at body temperature.
That's a lot of information, but it does explain the fruit flies.
Yes. Might I just borrow one of your bat friends from time to time? Just, you know.
I'll ask around.
Well, congratulations, Pippi.
Sorry?
Yeah, you've quite expertly dodged the question. As nimble in conversation as you are in flight.
I barely know the doctor. I find him intellectually stimulating.
Very well, Jane Austen. Adjusts cleavage. But, we'll be coming back to that one. And, here's my glowy thing. There we go.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a jar of dice.
Careful!
I doubt they're explosive, dear.
Oh, I'm not worried about them exploding, but generally, throwing dice makes things happen in a game. And wasn't it you who theorized that might be what all this is?
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, I'll just gather these up and pop them safely back into the jar then, shall I? Before we're attacked by orcas or something.
Orcs. Orcas are the dolphins.
Whales, I think, yes.
Actually, both. Dolphins are a subset of Odontoceti, or toothed whales.
Oh, goodness, you and Dr. Theo are a match made in happy days. Hmm? Yeah, nothing seems to be coming to get us, so that's good.
Whoa! Oh, hell. She's gone, and I'm in a wheelbarrow. Hello? Anyone? Hello? Ugh. Too tight to fly. Guess I'm perambulating. Oops. Ugh. Even I'm creeped out. Ugh.
Oh, get up, you old bint. Right. Sounds like this must be the pod bay on the 113th floor Colin was rattling on about. Oh, dear. Gated Galaxies has more money than God and the Beatles, and they couldn't spring for one single little tiny occasional light. Well, that didn't work. Crap.
Oh boy, she is in more trouble than a Yankee turning up his nose at a sweet tea in Mississippi, mind you, at the annual Nest Tea Festival.
Now, hang on, Two. We can't see what's going on in there any better than she can.
Did you not hear all the moaning? Those are zombies, sure as I am wearing white on Easter Sunday.
Well, look at who woke up all homespun.
Oh, I had grits for breakfast. Grits that were nice and thick with sharp cheddar and sausage and...
Two,
yeah?
Please look at my face and describe, in brief, what there gives you the idea that I'm interested.
Nothing?
Indeed. Credits?
Ugh, fine. You've been listening to Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, Bonnie Brantley as former Captain Jesse and Lady Nibblebiscuit, David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome. Whew, now I feel better.
Christy Tallon Sage as Julie, Eric Perry as Dr. Von Havasetzer and Joe, Shannon Perry as Captain Madeline and Olivia,
Kevin Hall as Greg, Tim Sherburne as Colin, Sarah Ray Warner as Pippi.
Kyle Jones is your narrator too, and I'm Chris Nadalny Gorley, your narrator.
Our music is by John Faley, and our artwork is by Lucas Ellie.
Lucas Ellie. Yeah, still fun, even sober.
Sarah Golding is our dialogue editor.
And Chrissy Tallon Sage is our sound designer. Oz9 is written, in finger quotes, by Shannon Perry.
Oz9 is a proud member of the Fable and Folly Network. Please check out our sibling shows at fableandfolly.com and support our sponsors.
We're out, space monkeys. Keep reaching for the stars. But don't trip over the blight piston bottles.
What even are those?
No clue.
Ooh, should we go check?
Why would we do that?
I don't know. They could be useful.
Name literally one useful thing you found aboard this ship.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. Lights.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You found the heart!
She found a key to the heart.
On the quest of a lifetime, three best friends take on a harrowing journey.
Your mind and body will be tested in these upcoming weeks, as well as your heart.
Where more is at stake than a gift from the gods. Being with Albina and I is going to be weird.
Not bad weird, just different. Everything's different on the water.
When new friends meet, you have an office?
Where do you think I do all the pirate business?
Pirates have business?
It's a parchment nightmare.
And family secrets are revealed.
We could be twins.
Yes, I've noticed.
This young crew of adventurers will learn what it takes to complete the deadly journey to the heart.
It's not like an island could set a trap for us.
What? Lightning fog? Are you kidding me?
But is getting what they want worth losing what they have?
I was happy with you and Charlie.
Was?
Look at us! How could I be?
Journey to the Heart. Now available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Tune in each week and vote for where you think the story should go next.